Today, and almost every day, citizens of Iraq are complaining about the lack of electricity. The electric power grid has been below full strength since the 1991 Gulf War. It got worse during this last war, and Iraqis are telling NPR's Ann Garrels that they just don't understand why the U.S. can't fix it.
With only sporadic electricity, this one-room open-air carpentry shop in a poor Baghdad neighborhood is losing money. Owner Jubar Sobri says more often than not, he can't use his electric tools and has to do everything by hand.
75% of my work is lost because the delay of delivering the orders of the people.
He points to an impatient client.
His son is getting married soon and he has to furnish his bedroom. The orders that I used to make within 2 days' time, I'm making them in 10 days and sometimes more than that because of the loss of electricity.
The effects of electricity shortages are far-reaching. It takes oil refineries 4 days to get back up and running after a typical outage of 10 hours. The result, a shortage of diesel and long lines at gas stations. With average daytime temperatures topping 120, Iraqis are often without air conditioning. They wave fans over blocks of ice. Manual air conditioning, they call it. During the cooler nights, when temperatures hover at 90, people escape their steamy houses to sleep on rooftops, but they're afraid of being hit by stray gunfire. Baghdad was suddenly plunged into darkness during the war. As it now turns out, the generation plants weren't damaged, but U.S. troops did hit some transmission lines, and in the ensuing months, far more damage has been inflicted by deliberate sabotage and looting. Whatever the reasons for the outages, Dr. Ghassan Ibrahim, an Iraqi-American engineer who's come back here to help, says Iraqis are frustrated.
I hear it from my own family. They just can't take anymore.
The sabotage and looting occurred just as the summer weather arrived with its full blast furnace effect. As fast as engineers could fix lines, Dr. Ibrahim says others were destroyed.
They hit one tower or two towers on sides, and in between them there's a long wires, huge-sized wires, and when you hit one tower, it falls in. The attention in the tower pulls the next one. Next one goes down and pulls the next one. Till the whole chain of reaction stops. So in 1 day or 2 days, you may see 9 towers are gone.
British military forces in Basra recently confiscated a copper smelter and tons of copper that had been stripped from transmission lines. They've also found barges full of copper being smuggled out of Iraq through the southern seaways. American troops on the border with Jordan pointed glistening mounds of copper ingots they've confiscated. So much copper has been stripped and smuggled out, it's affected world prices. Engineers congregate outside the office of Dr. Karim Wahid, the interim commissioner for electricity appointed by the U.S. He's hard-pressed to solve their problems, which include insufficient budgets and lack of security.
Yes, one lady engineer killed. And some drivers killed also. Some engineers injured, shooted when they went for repair some lines also, many times, everywhere.
Baghdad, once the best off, is suffering the most from cuts. Generation is far away in the north and south. Saddam's regime had decreed the capital receive 70% of what it needed, draining electricity from the rest of the country, which only got 30% of its needs. Now the situation is reversed, because of transmission problems and U.S. attempts to equalize distribution countrywide. The Baghdad Electricity Distribution Company is working out of makeshift offices after its headquarters were looted and burned. The director, Nafa Abdul Sada, has developed a plan so that each district in Baghdad gets an equal amount of electricity. 3 hours on, 3 hours off. He hopes predictability will lessen the pain. But his program isn't working because enraged consumers are taking matters into their own hands and threatening his staff.
When he executes the program, the people go to the substation and attack the operator.
He can't protect all 147 substations and finds that many operators keep the power on in their area, forcing others to shut down. Progress has been made in recent weeks, but U.S. officials say it will take 6 months to a year to fix transmission lines just to get back to where power was before this war, and at least 2 years and $2 billion before Baghdad has power 24 hours a day. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.